Today's program is brought to you by Whole Foods Market, a dynamic leader in the quality food business, a mission-driven company that aims to set the standards of excellence for food retailers. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Good morning and welcome to a special edition of The Main Course on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Alexis McLaughlin, and I had the pleasure of spending last Sunday at the official launch party for this year's RED campaign. So RED is an organization, they've been working since 2006 to bring HIV and AIDS awareness through working with, you know, these global partnerships with some of the world's most well-known brands. So 2015 is going to mark the beginning of RED's culinary campaign. And to start everything off, Mario Batali hosted an amazing dinner in New York's Hudson Park at Pier 26. Now, the night started off a little rough. The weather was not in our favor, but everything cleared up just in time for an amazing performance by The Roots, followed by a dinner that was just unforgettable by some of the country's just most incredible chefs. I had the distinct pleasure of grabbing a few moments with the chefs to talk about their involvement in the organization. I spoke with Michael Schlau, John Besh, Josh Capone, David Burke, Elizabeth Faulkner, April Bloomfield, Jonathan Waxman, and Josh Schaefer. And I really hope that you enjoy this special edition, and I hope that you tune in next week because we're very excited. We're going to have Dave Pasternak in studio. So go ahead and enjoy this week's episode and let us know what you think.
I'm Michael Schlau. I'm a chef from Boston. I have restaurants in L.A. and D.C. and also in New Hampshire.
I'm Chef John Besh from New Orleans and head of the Besh Restaurant Group, 14 restaurants total, and up here having fun.
All right, so first things first, collaborating. It, obviously, you guys don't get along at all. It's very difficult. Was there a lot of angry phone calls?
At first, I said I didn't really want to work with John.
You wouldn't take my calls.
Yeah, I wouldn't take the calls at all. So once we finally, when we did get together, it was very easy to do the menu. I mean, the reality is that we've been friends for a long time. And so we just started off. He did course one. I chose the second course. He did course three, and I picked the dessert up. And I used a little bit of, you know, John's background as the nod for the influence for the meal. Rabbit. Oh, thank you. Coming up with the menu is very easy, and we just sort of went tit for tat on each course, and I think we got it done in about 10 minutes.
If that.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are really busy. Obviously, there's a lot of, you know, people pressing for your time. What makes a cause like this, you know, special or stand out?
Are you kidding? Like, to think of making such a huge impact as to use food as a tool to bring people together to help in... You know, to help end AIDS, period. But especially when you think about what's happening in sub-Saharan Africa, in just 40 cents a day, these pills can change lives. And that's how, you know, and so if we can use our talents and use our food and bring people together and raise money to do good, that's what's expected of us, I think.
I've been actually involved in Pediatric AIDS Foundation for a long time and did dinners for them. And then when I got the call from Mario to partner up with John for this, it really is, it's a no-brainer. If we can help raise money, this is a very, very easy thing for us to do. And we're flattered. We're the sort of two out-of-town chefs, so we're very flattered to be invited.
Are you guys still good to go, 100%? This is...
We're ready.
I mean, the weather's going to, you know, just make it that much more interesting. The fryer is about to explode, and they've turned off our power. But other than that, we're really good.
But we have wine.
Yeah.
We have wine, and we have food, and we know how to cook.
Yes.
Jess, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is Josh Capon and Chef David Burke.
Hi.
We know you guys are busy. You're chefs. You have a million things going on. I just wanted to know, is there anything in particular that was stand out about this organization, this cause that brought you out tonight?
You know, I participated last year, and the response I got from participating, and, you know, Mario had invited me, and what I saw nationwide and how effective it was, I was, you know, as soon as I was asked, I'm like, I'm in. I think it's a really worthy cause, and I think that the people behind it really got the word out, and so it was productive.
I agree. Obviously, it's a great cause, and also when Mario calls in a favor, it's like the Godfather. I mean, you don't say no to the Godfather. So it's an honor to be a part of such a special event, and I'm cooking with Burke, who I used to work for, I consider a mentor. So it's kind of a lot of fun.
Did you guys have any saying in the pairings, or did they just say, look, Josh, you're going with Burke. There's no way about it.
They did that.
They put us together, and I think we were both kind of thrilled because we used to work together, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Makes it a little easier when you're talking over the phone about a menu.
How was it deciding over the menu, and how was it collaborating together? Like old times?
It's about a 4.5-week process.
It took about 10 minutes on the phone.
It was a good phone call. We obviously were on the same page, and we knew what we could execute considering the circumstances. And we put together what I think is a pretty great menu.
You've got to take into consideration this many people outdoors, you're not at your kitchen, and what you can execute that'll be summer fare, and still, you know, that's not too intricate that you can get out for 200 people and still be high class.
I mean, you know, on the technical side of it, what is your setup out here? For the listeners, they don't see where we are, but we are literally on a pier in the middle of the water.
We're actually on a pier in the middle of the water in the middle of a hurricane, to be quite honest with you. So that we didn't really plan on. But, you know, great ingredients. We're doing lobster tails. We're doing rack of lamb. We got a couple 6-foot grills. We got a couple ovens, but you know it's summertime. We want to keep it simple.
You know the funny thing is, when chefs like us cater, and we go through so much stuff to get it done. Things break down in your restaurant. There's no electricity. There's no gas. Whatever. We always find a way to get things done. Tonight, one of the challenges is the tents have water on top of them, so we got to keep pushing the water off, and we got to somehow keep things dry. And you know we'll figure it out. There's enough manpower here that you get it done.
Here it comes. We've dealt with a lot worse situations in the restaurant, but here comes.
You know what? Honestly, I'd rather be like this than 110 degrees under a tent grilling. But for the guests, it'll be, you know what? It's part of the experience. You know, it's a charity. It makes it a little more dramatic, et cetera. You know, it's everybody's here for, you know, for a charity and a good meal. And you know what? You got to sit a little closer, keep a little warmer. That's all right, too.
Thank you guys both so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks,
Jeff. Thank you.
Flower power. So it's triple fennel. It's fennel sausage, raised fennel, and fennel pollen.
It's a lot of fennel.
It is, but it's awesome. I made this pizza in Naples a couple years ago and won a pizza competition with it. Naples, Italy, not Florida.
Chef, can you introduce yourself?
My name's Elizabeth Faulkner. I'm out here on this stormy New York evening for Red, and it looks like it's cleared up a little bit, so people showing up, I'm excited about it.
Is there anything in particular you think the food community can bring to a cause like this, to HIV and AIDS awareness, that maybe other sectors don't?
Well, I think our food community, and I mean, chefs in general are really generous people, and we do a lot of fundraising. I mean, we can contribute that way, usually not financially, but by making food and getting people to come out and, you know, for a cause. Yeah, so it's great. And we always, like, hospitality is our business, so we're always happy to make people happy.
And there's such a community around food that it's nice to, you know, get it together, mobilize it to help a cause.
Usually, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody gets together over food. That's the best time to get people together is over food. So I'm happy that we're all here, and that it's not raining right now.
Oh, you too? Nice. Yeah. Do you know each other? Kathy's like, yeah.
I had Christina on the show just recently. I hosted the main course.
Oh, yes. Yes, she's great. Yeah, I didn't hear it, but I heard she did very well.
She did, as always. I want to know, I know you're so busy, but is there anything about this event or this cause that really stood out for you?
Well, if Mario Batali asks you to come do something, you should always say yes. And, you know, I mean, why wouldn't we want to try an 86 AIDS? I think it's, you know, it's... it's an issue, you know, and if we can try and, you know, 86 it, you know, and have a generation in 30 years that's AIDS-free, amazing. And if I can be a part of it, and me and my team can be a part of it, why not?
That's really wonderful. Thank you.
Jonathan Waxman, New York City.
So I know you're busy, and chefs always have so many things pulling on their time, but what is it about this event or this cause that really drew you out?
Mario Batali, two words. Mario said, come, and I went.
I think that's what I'm hearing from a lot of different people. It's like the Godfather effect is, yeah. If Mario says it, you come out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lot of reciprocity, too. I ask him to do things for me, and, you know, it's quid pro quo.
Is there anything in particular you think the food community or the food network can bring to this cause?
Oh, absolutely. You know, chefs are really good about giving back. And, you know, through food, there's always generosity. And if we can raise money through cooking and being who we are, that's a pretty cool thing.
So you're paired up with Michael Simon?
Michael Simon, yeah.
How is collaborating?
Michael and I are like best friends, so it's kind of like two brothers. Michael and I do lots of things together, and we just love working together. It's kind of like he's the Greek one, I'm the Jew. You know, it's kind of like this perfect marriage, you know. No, we really enjoy each other's company and collaboration, but we just like to laugh together.
Yeah. I saw you guys laughing and hanging out earlier. It seemed like a good collaboration. Was that part of it? Was Mario Batali called you up and just said, oh, by the way, I want you to do this, and I want you to do it with Michael Simon?
You know, I don't know how the machinations came about. All of a sudden, my name's linked up to Michael. And that was perfect for me. But I would have been happy with anybody, Josh, April, Joey, the whole Megillah.
How did you choose what you were going to put on the menu?
That's always the tricky one. You know, with four courses, it's always hard to do that. So I submitted a bunch of stuff, and Michael did. And we threw it up in the air, and we caught it the best way we could.
Most challenging part of cooking on a pier? Because we are literally on a pier in the middle of the water.
You know, it seems daunting for the, you know, for the layperson to understand how chefs do it. We can do it anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, part of what I tell my young cooks is that you have to be able to learn how to cook on top of a mountain, in a snowstorm, on an airplane, underwater. And then you're a chef.
That's great advice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My name is Josh Safer. I'm the banquet chef at Del Posto Restaurant in New York City.
Is there a reason in particular you think the food community is suited to support causes like HIV and AIDS awareness?
So I think that, you know, the restaurant and food community is all about feeding people. It is about community, where we get our food from, you know, from farmers and local and around the world. There's a tremendous amount of interconnectedness, you know, among chefs in New York City and around the world, and their purveyors and producers. And I think that, you know, it's the least we can do to give something back to the people around us and, you know, cook for a good cause.
I've heard a lot tonight that when Mario Batali says, come on out, you don't hesitate. You just show up to the event.
All the time.
You're like, yes, that's boss, and he says, yeah, you're here and we're there.
We're all just soldiers in Mario's army.
Will you give us a rundown of what you guys have prepared tonight?
So our first course is the chicken and egg tramezzini. We don't know which one came first. Followed by some awesome pizzas from Elizabeth Faulkner, and then some classic antipasti, salt cod and potatoes, some roasted red peppers, artichokes, summer squash. Super light, super seasonal, escarole salad, and a duo of hams, domestic and imported, followed by Mark Ladner's pasta pesto extravaganza, and a massive mixed grill coming from both teams tonight.
All right, so challenges of working outside, because we are on a pier. It was literally typhooning before, and you guys have a makeshift kitchen set up. It looks like a metro rack as a shelf, as a grill. I don't know if I can announce that. We can edit that out. But how's the setup treating you?
You know, the setup is actually pretty awesome. as lightning flickers behind your head, I might add. It's really no different than cooking in a professional kitchen. There are more elements, but there's curveballs everywhere. For me, cooking is very visceral, so cooking over a fire, cooking in the rain, you just make do with what you have. You find a little shelter and you know, work around it.
Yeah. Working with someone else's team, is there anything that different, or is it just like we're all in a kitchen together, we know how to do this?
You know, it's... We all work a little differently and come from different styles of kitchens, but at the end of the day, it's all about that same process of getting stuff, you know, fabricating it, working with it, and making something beautiful. And it's easy to work with other people. Sometimes you have to dance around them, but it's super fun to see different points of view and different palettes and all that.
That was great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.